Jesus' name, we thank you today and say, thank you, Lord, he's come to live in us. Yes, his life, praise God, is our life. His grace is our grace. His love is our love. His rest is our rest. Everything of mine is yours. Hallelujah, let us hear it. God, thank you again for giving us all of him. Lord, take these things by the Holy Ghost today and show them unto us. Show us what we have in you. Show us that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ right now. God, show us how you deal with us as sons, that now we are the sons of God. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Praise you for what you've done, the transaction that was made. Thank you for what your blood has purchased for us, Lord God. And thank you that we come boldly to this throne of grace today. We come boldly. We are accepted in the Beloved. And Lord, we're here thankful to obtain mercy. Thank you for that praise in our heart. Thank you, God, that we know we don't deserve a thing. But thank you, Lord, that your grace and all grace has given us everything. And Lord, we stand upon your promises. They are yea and amen. You cannot lie. And you said that you love us, that you called us, that you chose us. And Lord, as you told us in the word of God, you even like us. Lord, let us be a little more happy today and trust in you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face. Amen. Turn and open your Bibles, if you will, to Colossians chapter 3 today. Now, last week, we rejoiced in that wondrous agape love thanks. The agape love thanks, that divine love thanks, that thanks that came off of truly that golden altar sitting right there before the curtains before you went into the Holy of Holies. And I was rejoicing again when that high priest would go in there once a year. He had the blood, but he'd take a couple little coals off of that altar. So that was back in there was the blood and that sweet smelling incense, praise God, of that agape love thanksgiving. And we saw in the word of God, the only one that gives him that agape love thanksgiving is the bride. She has that love thanks to him. Thank you for being in love with me. And I'm bringing it back to you. And here's the sweet smelling incense. Praise be to God. It's here this morning. Going back to him in the fullness of his divine love thanks to Jesus. But I have to tell you, Thanksgiving's going to go on one more week. That was so precious and so special. But there's one more thanks in the word of God that the Holy Ghost brought me to. It's the pinnacle of thanks. In matter of fact, it's only found one time. It's a very special word. It's only found one time in the word of God. And it's right here in Colossians 3 and right there in verse 15. And in verse 15 it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." All right? According to Vines, and Vines is a wonderful encouragement to us. What it does is it takes the words of the Word of God and it shows them in a detailed definition of their meaning. All right? And this be ye thankful, according to Vines, it means to be gracious. It means to be agreeable, to bring glory to a husband. Only time you'll find this word. Only time you'll find this word, thanks. To be gracious, to be agreeable, and to bring glory to a husband. Now, but before we get to exploring the wonders of this, we're going to have to see the backdrop or get a little bit of a run and start, so we got to go back to verse 8. How we get to verse 15. And it says there in verse 8 of chapter 3 of Colossians, but now. I love that, because God always puts us in now. Amen? Ye also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. You got a lot of work to do. So we're going to just close our Bibles and we're just going to get after it, right? And we're going to do that. We know we can't. We know that's an impossibility. You're never going to change the flesh. But isn't that beautiful? Put off these things. And why can we put them off? Why can it be so beautifully abrupt? Now, not later, not trying, not, you know, going to get counseling or whatever you need. Now, why can this happen now? Because here's what's happened. All right. But now ye also put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Thank you. It's done. It's completed. It's finished. Christ liveth in me. Brand new. Praise the Lord. Glorious, isn't this? And see, that's the thing, is that all these things we read about in verse 8, they're a lie. That's not you. Well, you could say, well, but I did this and I... But that's not you. That's why, by the grace of God, just put it off. Do lies even exist? They really don't, because they're a lie. It's made up. It's not the truth. That's not the truth of who you are in Christ. It's the truth. Lord, help everybody in this place get there. You don't have time, because you'll never take all grace without getting right where that is. The new man is the new man is the new man is the new man. And he is like him. Every bit. Fully righteous, fully holy. It's a whole new line. It's a sinless line. It cannot sin line. It cannot commit sin line. Are you living seated over with him yonder? Come on. All right, so lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off. I'm not trying. It's not someday. It already happened. Because he's speaking to believers here. We've put it off. The old man with his deeds. And have put on, praise God, the new man. It wasn't just that the old man went. It's that we got the new man. Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Praise the Lord. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew. So get over it. Circumcision nor uncircumcision. So get over it. Barbarian or Scythian, bond nor free. Get over it. But Christ is all and in all. So Christ is all of you and in you. And it's all of you. You see what he's saying? There isn't anything else but him. You died. No matter what you think, who you think, how you try to identify, if you're a Christian, you got one life, and it's the life of Jesus. That's it. He'll say elsewhere in the Word of God, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. You're one. All in all, praise God, and Christ is all in all. So here we go. That's been laid. That foundation is done. It's completed, and it was done and finished on the cross. Now, what will you do with it? And here's what we can, if you will. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Oh, what that means is array yourself. These beautiful garments now. That's who you are now. Let him put the glory on you. Amen. That glory. And look what it is. Put on, therefore, as the elect, the best of its kind, holy and beloved. Look what he's calling you. Bowels of mercy, array yourself with them. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. See, this isn't talking about your forgiveness. This is Christ's forgiveness. And you have it. Yes, you do. It's called, well, we'll get to what it is here in just about a verse, all right? And above all these things, love. This isn't even put on, because put on's added in there. You don't have time, just be. And this is agape love, love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now, these are incredible words, aren't they? Incredible encouragements. But, brothers and sisters, we have access to all of these things. And not just access, they're there. It's because the life of Jesus Christ lives in you. Amen. And this life has all these things, and it is his life, and they are all there. But I want you to notice there in verse 14, and we did kind of emphasize this, above all these things. And what that really means is all these things that were just mentioned, they're built upon this. And you know what it is? Love. Love. See, without love, nothing profits. Zero. Faith to move mountains, giving all the monies that I could ever have to the poor. I could know all the mysteries. I could speak with the tongue of men and angels, but if I have not love, it profits me nothing. I could go after all these and try to think I have these merits of long-suffering and meekness and gentleness and all these different things, but I'll tell you what, if you didn't start with love, it's fake. It's fake. This is love we're speaking of here. And this agape love, and it is the bond of perfectness. It's the ligaments, praise God. This whole message right here, yes, it's to the people of God, but it's specifically to the bride of Christ. This is talking about the completion. This is talking to the elect, the best of its kind. Matter of fact, if you're following along on Wednesday nights, it's the thing longed for. This is his wife. This is who she is. He's reminding her, honey, we heard that last week. The thanks that you give me is the agape love thanks. The thanks that, Lord Jesus, you're in love with me. You're in love with me as a husband loves a wife. This is what you wanted for me all the time. This is the communion that you foresaw. This is the shewbread table for two that was sitting right back there. In that holy place, way back yonder. And nobody could see a thing unless that golden candlestick was lit. The Holy Ghost to shine upon that. So I could dine with him in intimacy. And then I just get up because now I'm just full of love. I mean, I'm intoxicated with it. And I only got one place to go, and it ain't going back out the door. I'm going forward. And the very first thing I hit after that is the golden altar. Incense. All I want to do is go to him and tell him thank you. I just want to worship him. I got to draw nigh in fervent love to kiss him. And then he said, I can't wait no longer. I'm throwing open those curtains. And then I'm going to show you what was back there all the time, honey. It's been us. The cherubim and the mercy seat. We've been one from the beginning. I've been staring at you, and you've been staring at me, old cherubim. Now, I think he's got us here a little bit this morning. But see, this is the agape love that everything's built upon. And what that means is that bond of perfectness, he wants spiritual perfection. And see, isn't that sad how man thinks what spiritual perfection is? It's my works, it's my deeds, it's how I look and how I do this and all of these different things. No, we know that this is the God that looks on the heart. This is the God that leaves the disciples and goes to the woman at the well, that's living with a guy that lived with a lot of people, that's out there by herself because no one wants to be with her. And she's not even of them, but the Lord is drawn to her like a magnet. You're the one that's going to love me. You're the one that's going to love me. It's like when they said to the woman at his feet, as she was there washing his feet with her tears. And all the righteous could say was, if you knew who she was, you wouldn't let her touch you. And the Lord is intoxicated with her love. And it is truly, if you read it, it's like he has to come too. All these different stories, they tell us, they magnify. It's all about love. And that's what he's given us. That's what he's given us. He's given us this message of the proposal. The bride for the Lamb of God. By the grace of God, I thank the Lord. You come in here, and I mean it, because of love. But the violent take heaven by force. And you're coming in here, and you're violent. You're demanding. We're going to have strong meat. Thank God. That's all I can say is thank you, Jesus. And I thank the Lord. He makes it easy. And you know what? You make it easy. I don't wonder what am I going to give you. I know he's going to give it. And I do know what he's going to give. Because his word tells us what he's going to give us. He wants that fellowship. And I'm not trying to insult my brethren. But we don't come in here to have a glass of milk. No. We come in here by the grace of God. And I thank the Lord. Pew's set here. We've got a bride with two sets of teeth. You got to have two sets to really kiss him right. Don't get a visual of that one, but just believe him. Now, but you know, you read this and it is so sweet and wonderful. But isn't it kind of interesting and somewhat odd, I have to say, it ends in that verse 15, be ye thankful. It's kind of an interesting ending, but yet we go back to how we started and what the Lord has shown us what this means, and let's get a little run-up to it, and let's allow the Lord and the meaning of those words to really sink into us. Put on, therefore, from verse 12, put on, therefore, here we go, as the best of it kind of God, the thing longed for. Come on, bride, you're right here. I know he's speaking to us. This is what he's called us to because this is what he preaches to us. The best of its kind, holy, beloved. Those are words to a bride. Array yourself with bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, love. Love, 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 love. It's the bond, it's the spiritual perfection, it's the completion. And let the peace of God reign and rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. Settle down in marriage, and here we go, and be gracious, agreeable, bring glory to your husband. Praise the Lord. I love when the word of God shakes me. And says, this is, we do to whom much is given, much is required. We have a responsibility to bring him glory. How does that happen? Love your brother. Love. And the more love to one another. You've missed Paul's epistles if you missed that. As he went to each one of these churches, he appreciated, he commended them in the faith. But the one thing he really emphasized to every single one of them, love more and more and more one another. And love in this truth. And the word that's used is edify, spiritually encourage. That's what keeps me. See, that's what causes me to be the man I cannot be. It's the thing that causes me to stop in something I would maybe engage in, love stops me. Love will change you, honeys, and it will. And this love of the bridal message, let it change you all the way. From glory to glory, to where there's nothing else but Christ. That's it. Now, here you go. This spiritual perfection, this completion, is growing up into him in all things. We want and desire to be that vessel that will be useful to the bridegroom or the husband. Amen? And what this is telling us is above all, above everything, this is how you're going to be useful to me. Love your brother. And love your brother with bridal love. There's a huge difference there. That's what brings glory to the husband. That's the usefulness of the bride to her husband. That is, praise God, what he's telling us is, love my spouse. Edify one another. I thank the Lord I'm graced today to be able to edify you as you're edifying me. We're listening together to Paul's gospel. Do you get it? That's the bridal message. There's no greater love that I could have for you. None. Than to stand for the one gospel. There's no greater love that you could give to me. Than that you would stand for and desire only to hear that gospel. That is the height of edifying. I could give you everything that I have. I could do all the good deeds that I could do for you. And I thank the Lord, just like this sister read in her card. How could we not love one another in these things? But that's the love of Jesus. That's just the follow through of what he does. But the first love is the first love. And that first love, praise God, above everything else. This is what it is. And I thank God how we encourage one another, even in our sicknesses and our trials and all of that. It's always pointing back to, but if we suffer together with him, we reign. Amen? Yeah, we know that he's the God that can heal our disease, all of our diseases. He does. And we're thankful to God that by his stripes we're healed. And we thank the Lord all for these things. But we also know that in his faithfulness, he afflicts us. And even though these things aren't joyous for the moment, we know that they're not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. See, it always comes back to that, doesn't it, saints? Not that only we win, we won. Not that we're not just seated with him. I got the crown, praise God. And he just says, honey, just hold it. And hold it fast. Don't lay it down. Don't put it away aside. Honey, I gave that to you by my grace. I knew you would receive that because I gave you the grace to take it. I gave you the faith to come in here this morning, brothers, and listen. And we're agreed and we're agreeable with the bridegroom. And we bring honor to him, praise God. The Proverbs encourage us in this greatly. For years I heard so many times, well, you know, the Proverbs, that's just man's wisdom under the sun and all this. It's the Bible. And you talk about glorious encouragement to and for the bride, get in there too. Don't miss it. You open up to chapter 11. You talk about the glory for the husband. Let's read verse 16 together. That's Proverbs 11, 16. It says, a gracious woman, that means a gracious wife, retaineth honor. That means brings glory to her husband. I think we just read that, didn't we? It meant to be gracious, agreeable, and bring glory to the husband. So there she is. A gracious wife brings glory to the husband. Turn the page to Proverbs 12, verse 4. It says, a virtuous woman or a gracious wife is a crown to her husband. Well, I think he's trying to mine something here. Let's go on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7. It says,
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image of the glory of God. But the woman, the wife, is the glory of the man. See, brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul even, he cuts right to the chase. This is who we are. This is who we are. And by the grace of God, as we allow these things to be put on our lives and all of this, but above all, if you want any of it, it's just love. And the question really becomes, as we kind of conclude this today, is, are we really in love with him that we want to bring this glory above all to him? But once again, if it is really our desire to bring that glory to him, and it is above all, then above all, love your brother. And love them with this agape love. And you know, the Word of God tells us in a lot of ways, well, how does that really happen? How? I hear even my own life sometimes, and God's, again, encouraging me in the Word, but I do hear it often from saints. How can I let this mind be in you? Do you hear the husband's voice? I know you do. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. You'd say, I don't need to hear what he's saying, because you don't need to hear the husband's voice. That's the truth, because that's what Paul's gospel is. It's the husband's voice. It's his voice to his bride. It's the voice that'll be heard, this calling, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Child doesn't understand that. The bride does. Rise up, my fair one. Rise up, my love. Words like beloved, words like dearly beloved to her. Come on, saints. You have to not want to hear it to not hear that. You have to not want to see it to not see that. But I thank the Lord. See, he has to give you the eyes to see it. Oh, yes, he does. And he wants to. But by the grace of God, have you ever come to the Lord? Maybe you don't see these things. But have you really asked him sincerely? Lord, let me see it. I'll assure you, you'll see it. Because the Word assures us, he that wills to know will know of this. And you'll never have an excuse to say, well, this person told me wrong, or this person told me this, or whatever it was. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. At the end of the day, I know if we didn't get there, I know who the liar is. And it's not God. I know who came up short. And it was just me not believing what he told me I have. The simplicity of faith. Come on. Now, saints, let's not be those that continue on with anger and wrath and bitterness toward a brother. Because that's a lie. Why would I want to be talking lies? I don't like to be spreading lies. Really, I don't. And I thank God for that. Sometimes, I'll tell you what, it's hard to tell the truth. You all know that. It can have a lot of consequences. But I thank the Lord how he does this for us, that, you know what, we don't need to harbor those things. And that's, most importantly, it's not agreeing with the husband. Do you know that? As a matter of fact, I've come to find this out. I'm just speaking for me, the spouse of the Lord, and I do believe he's graced my heart to be able to trust his grace in that. I'm a readied wife. Who are you? I'm trusting in the grace of God, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I thank the Lord that I believe that I can take that place along with my blessed, beloved brother Paul, that I am one of them also that love his appearing. It's that simple, sis. And I got my crown.
Thank you, Lord. But I've come to find out that when I'm not agreeable with him, I'm fighting with him. And I'll tell you one thing about fighting with that spouse. His name's Jesus. You don't win. But this is serious, because this is a fight. If you're going to fight this and not give it up, it can cost you your marriage. Pray you're listening. This love will cost you your marriage. I have one thing against you. You left, you divorced your first love. You see what he's done for us saints? He's increased our love for one another. Isn't it marvelous? I've known sweet Aaron a long time. And I've loved you a long time, brother. But I've never loved you like this. And I know you've never loved me like that. That's agreeable. That's the gracious. That's to bring glory to the husband. Now, do you really want to be that city? Descending from heaven, having the glory of God and her light. Now, come on. Come on. Do you love with this love? Are you fighting to love with this love? Are you fighting against the lies that the enemy's laid out? Oh, they may be real experiences. You may really got dinged by that saint. But are they here? Are you here? Did he give you an ear to hear? What the Spirit said to the Church of Philadelphia? Yes, he did, or he wouldn't have brought you in here. This is a first love church. It's first love gospel. It's what this is. So here we are. He's brought us here to hear this. And isn't it beautiful that he's even telling you today, even if you're harboring that bitterness or that wrath or whatever it is, it's a lie. I want you really take that one, honeys. It's a lie. Lie never happened. Can we be agreed? A lie isn't real. Most importantly, a lie is not the truth of who you are or who I am. And this is what I thank God. I can quit being a child. I can put away the childish things. I can quit entertaining things that, again, it's like entertaining the milk, brothers and sisters. It truly is. I don't want to have my ear tickled. I think about the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost that we have here. I think by the grace of God, the Paul's gospel that we have here. But it's that message working effectually in his vessels. That's the glory to him. Do you see that? Without the vessel to receive it, the glory would never be brought to him. And here we are. Here you are. And I thank God today. I was praising him this morning. I'm thinking, thank you, Lord. You've caused us, because I knew he'd do it. We're agreeable. Yes, amen. And we're gracious. Hallelujah. And best of all, we've joined together today to bring glory to our husband. Because we are one, amen, in believing him. One, praise God, in that faith of the Son of God,
our soon coming bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Amen. Might just be today. What do you think, huh? Isn't that glorious? I've always thought someday, by the grace of God, and again, it's all the grace and mercy of the Lord, that sweet John who wrote of all that revelation. John, thank you. I'm it. I'm it. I saw what you were seeing, brother. And the Holy Ghost revealed it to me. Without that testimony, without the grace and the faith that God gave you to stand, without the grace and the faith that God gave you to lay your head upon his breast, the grace and the faith that God gave to you after you denied him with the other disciples, turned away at that cross, the faith and the grace to rise up, to go on. Brother, thank you for being used to write that. I can't tell you what it did for me. I saw you looking up at me, John, as I descended down from heaven. I'm seeing some things, saints. How about you? We're going to take communion together. Someday soon, Jesus said that he's going to take communion with us. And you know what? As one that we can bring him, the sweetest cup of a kiss, the best wine. He showed us that that best wine's always coming last. Let's bow our heads.
It is the chastening of the Lord.
Yes.
The correction through my word.
Yes, God.
I want you to be sincere ones.
Yes.
Sincere ones are as Paul.
Yes.
And take the love and take the fruit of the Spirit and share it with others.
Thank you, God.
I want you to abound in that love.
Oh, hallelujah.
I wanted to cover you.
Thank you.
I will be with you always.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, Father, we do thank you and give you all the praise for it. We know that you're in it. And thank you, Lord. We know that you're for us. And we give you the praise now and forever in Jesus' name.